Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher. But when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrites, remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For people do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. A good person, out of the store of goodness in his heart, produces good. But an evil person, out of a store of evil, produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Father Zane and I, as the younger priests, get to spend a lot of time with our youth, which is such a joy. There's also a lot of young love, especially this past couple weeks with Valentine's Day and its aftermath. And I don't mean to dismiss that as something just immature or just young people, not at all. Sure, there's a couple relationships that might be more immature, but as a whole, it's so good. And there are a couple of relationships you see sometimes that's just pure and good that it exists. When a young man encounters a young woman and is just encountered and struck by her goodness, her heart, her whole being just is good. And the young man pretty quickly wants to spend time with her and thinks about her and just wants to speak how good she is to his friends. And he can't hold back from just seeing how taken back just encountering her. This falling in love. Again, not dismissing that as something young and immature at all, something real and good and pure. And this is something so good. And it's the reason why the last sentence of our gospel today, I think maybe more than any, or one of the few most, I think of more than any scripture passage in the Bible. For from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. I think sometimes as Catholics, we think we need to learn how to talk more Catholic, more Christian. We need to force it, make it happen. Instead of just having our hearts be filled, like a young man, a young woman who encounters someone else and their heart is just filled with how good that person is. They can't help themselves from just, I want to be around them. I want to be near them and just talk about how good they are. So with our God, when we encounter the stories of the saints, every single one has their heart full with the Lord. We could actually say they're in love with the Lord, that they just want to spend time with him more than just checking off a box. They can't help themselves just speaking how good God is. It just naturally overflows, and their heart is full with just awe and being struck by how amazing God is to them. The Lord wants this for all of us, that our hearts, from their fullness, speak and can't help but sing his praises and want to be with him, actually in love with the Lord. But our problem is that we will fall in love with anything that is good. There's so many good things, whether it's coffee, or maybe too much time with screens, maybe, I don't know, shopping, possessions. And these things are all good, and they're fine. What the problem is when we fall in love with these things. Because when our heart becomes full of those things, there's no more room left for the Lord. And we won't find ourselves wanting to be with God. We won't find ourselves just naturally like speaking God's praises, because our heart is already too full with good but lesser things. Maybe we are too in love with comfort, with little pleasures, desserts, coffee, I don't know, just good things, but so in love with it that hearts become attached and in love with those things. Maybe shopping, and we're too in love with possessions and just what we have. Maybe we're too in love with our ego, our pride, and just the me, the self-centeredness. Our own reputation is a good thing. When we become so in love with it, we become attached and self-centered, and our hearts are so full, there's no room for the Lord. There's no room to actually be in love with Him. That's why Lent is so good. Because the only way to fall in love is to fall out of love with the other things that are taking space. We all have things on our hearts. Some are pretty clearly sinful. It's just like, Lord, you know this, the area I just want to be healed from. Some, maybe it's just good things that we're just in love with a little too much. We all have things in our hearts that we're just in love with too much. And this is the season of Lent, starting Wednesday, when we have the chance to just ask God for the grace to help us fall out of love with these things. Lent is so exciting. Maybe a little less exciting a week into it when it's hard. But it's so exciting because after all year, maybe just, that's something I know my heart is attached to. I know I'm in love with this little pleasure a little too much. I'll deal with that later. I know I should do something about it. Lent is the time we can just tell the Lord, like, God, I know right there my heart is too in love with that. And it's actually filling the space so there's not room for you. Let's go. Lent is the season where we can do something about it. Not just us fixing ourselves, but us telling God, God, I want to cooperate with your grace and fall out of love with this thing that's holding my heart way too much. And the Lord is so excited to give us those graces we need to just let go of those things. Just a little too in love with. Our spiritual exercise these last few days before Lent is to take a piece of paper and to take a pen and write the simple question we can take to prayer. Lord, what am I too in love with? What do I need to fall out of love with? And we can make an examination of conscience that I think come pretty quickly. And that right there is what we can look at for Lent. I always get really frustrated when the priest preaches on Ash Wednesday what we should think about doing for Lent. We are well past that at that point. But in these final few days, as we're discerning, preparing for what we should be doing for Lent, what has our hearts right now? What are we in love with that the Lord wants to set us free from? That right there is exactly the place the Lord wants us to say no to in certain areas. Maybe a little less pleasures, a little less possessions, a little less pride. Whatever the area is in our hearts we're in love with to an unhealthy amount, we can take the time to just say no. And by that, we'll empty our hearts. And the time we give to Jesus for prayer, that right there is the act of falling out of love in our fasting and falling in love with the Lord in our prayer. And it's so practical. And it's so difficult. And the rubber hits the road, quite frankly. But that right there is where things happen. That is where the Lord can set our hearts free for Him. Let us pray these final days of Lent that we might have a Lent where we can just give our hearts to Him and they might be set free. And know that every act of self-denial is the act of falling out of love so that we might fall in love with our Lord anew.